Good morning, Pilgrim. And it's a fair morning here in Hillsboro. Partly cloudy, partly sunny. It rained overnight, so the ground's all wet, damp. But the grass is green and growing. The grass is very happy. Excuse me. Okay, this morning's devotion, I'm going to begin by reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7. Jesus heals a centurion's servant. After he had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. Now, a centurion had a servant. He was sick and at the point of death. He was highly valued by him. When the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent to him elders of the Jews, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation. He is the one who built us our synagogue." And Jesus went with him. When he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I am not worthy. I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I didn't presume to come to you, but say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I, too, am a man set under authority. Soldiers under me, and I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him. Turning to the crowd that followed him, he said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." And when those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the servant well. Charles Spurgeon did a sermon entitled "The Centurion," or "An Exhortation to the Virtuous." He read Luke 7, 4 through 9. And what does he have to say about it? Well, this is from his sermon. "The centurion certainly had a high reputation. Two features of character blend in him, which don't often meet in such graceful harmony. He won the high opinion of others, and yet he held a low estimation of himself. There are some who think little of themselves, and they're quite correct in their feelings, as all the world would endorse the estimate of their littleness." And I'll tell you, Pilgrim, the world thinks nothing of me. And I'll tell you, Pilgrim, the world's right, because I'm nothing. Wasted my life away. I began my ministry very, very late in my life, and wasted most of my life away. Others there are who think great things of themselves, but the more they're known, the less they're praised. Nor is it unusual for men to think great things of themselves because the world commends or flatters them. Yeah, the world will do that. So they robe themselves with pride. All puffed up. Cloak themselves with vanity. All vain. Because they have by some means, either rightly or wrongly, won the good opinion of others. There are very few who have the happy combination of the text. The elders say of the centurion that he is worthy, but he says of himself, "Lord, I'm not worthy." They commend him for building God a house, but he thinks that he's not worthy that Christ should come under the roof of his house. They plead his merit, but he pleads his demerit. Thus he appeals to the power of Christ. apart from anything that he felt in himself or thought of himself. Oh, that you and I might have this blessed combination in ourselves, to win the high opinion of others, so far as it can be gained by integrity, by uprightness, and by decision of character, and yet, at the same time, to walk humbly with our God. And ask Pilgrim a good reputation amongst outsiders in an absence of pride or characteristics, which must be true. Must be true of you and me. 1 Timothy 3:6-7. He must not be a recent convert, or he may become puffed up with conceit, fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders, so that he may not fall into disgrace, into a snare of the devil. Of course, this is speaking of church leaders, but it's got to do with you and me also. Matthew 5:3. Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. 16. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works. Give glory to your Father who is in heaven. I'm going to read some Proverbs here. I'm going to go to Proverbs 26:2 and read it down through 27:1-2. A lion tongue hates its victims, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Yeah, flatter your friends. Make them vain and conceited. Puff them up. Make them think more of themselves than they ought, and ruin them. Don't do it, and don't accept flattery. Know it for what it is. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you don't know what a day may bring. Let another praise you, not your own mouth, the stranger, not your own lips. Yeah. I'm going to leave it there, Pilgrim. Think on these things. Have a blessed, blessed day with Jesus. Don't get ahead of him. Walk beside him and behind him, but don't get ahead of him. You'll fall in the ditch, sure as heck. God bless. Have a blessed, blessed day.